The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Now, I want to mention Father Tony Coote, who sat in that chair right in front of me a couple of times, particularly I'm thinking of April 2018. And we'd heard about this priest who was working in what's called Merion, which is near RTE as it happens, near Stillorgan in Dublin. And we'd heard that he was one of those sort of non-priest priests who's just really accessible, kind of kind, kind of funky, interesting, absolutely of now, and strange to say, but not preachy. And we heard that he might have had, that he had MND, and that he was willing to talk about what was happening to him. So he came in here, and three times out of five, somebody would come in here and you just go, wow. Sometimes maybe it's one in five, but you just go, look at this person. And what the word they always use is energy. The person has great energy. I'm not sure if I believe that, but sometimes I do because you can't fight it. And he was one of those people. He had extraordinary good vibes coming off him. And when we spoke that time in April 2018, this is the kind of thing we spoke about.
There's people listening today that have motor neurons all around the country, yeah. Right, who are in far worse situations
how,
than
how
I am.
How old are you?
I'm 53.
And how old do you feel?
I feel definitely in my 40s, the early 40s. No, I'm full of life.
Yeah.
I don't want to be diagnosed as a person with motor neurons. I want to live, and I want to live normally. But I do. It's me, you know. It's the same person, just with this illness. Somebody said to me, look, Tony, you don't have to go into the future. Nobody knows their future. So take it as it comes, bit by bit. And that's what I do. I get up in the morning and I say, thank you, Lord, for today. Help me through the rest of it. Mm. I get up, I get dressed, and I do what I have to do. It's slower, but I do it. You know?
You're the second person I've met in the course of 1 week. The first being Laura Brennan on the Late Late Show on Friday last, who has cervical cancer. And again, we talked about the finite nature of her prognosis. But facing it with a dignity and a positivity.
A positivity.
And that's not a patronising observation.
No, and I don't feel that there's anything wrong in being positive about it. You know the reality, but you just get on with it. And my thing is get up in the morning and face into the future.
Tony Coote, he got up every morning and he did face into the future, and they made a lovely documentary of his pilgrimage across the country, and he came in to talk to us about that on the Late Late Show. And if you've known anyone with MND who's had it, and I've known a few people, very good people, all of them, it is relentless and it's unstoppable and it's cruel. And it happens right before your eyes, and it happens almost daily, the disintegration and the deterioration. And I'm only going to play a short clip of Tony on the Late Late Show because he, really by that point his speech was not great, but his fire behind his eyes was very much alive, and you can sense that if you listen closely.
I have much time left. I know that this thing is rapid, but I don't believe in a vengeful God. I believe in a loving God, so I don't fear death. I would run away from judgment and run into love. So I believe that one day I will meet God face to face.
And that day came yesterday because Father Tony Coote passed away with his loved ones beside him, his mother Patricia and his brothers David and Kieran and Pat, who we spoke to here not too long ago, who was reflecting where Tony was at in his life. And today we lost a good man. That's essentially it. We lost a great fellow citizen who was a beacon of kindness and a beacon of honesty and a beacon of dignity. And may he rest in peace.